So the peace between Ukraine and Russia isn't. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Rather than getting caught in the middle, though, one mission organization is on the ground meeting the needs for both countries. And that includes providing opportunities for people to learn about the peace of Christ. And in China, big problem for Christians is having access to the Bible. We're going to take a look at that. But first, one of the most challenging commands that Jesus gave was to love and pray for our enemies. Bob Provost says that for Slavic Gospel Association, that challenge is taking on a whole new meaning.
Nobody ever anticipated that there would be an incursion by Russia into Ukraine a couple of years ago. I mean, nobody saw it coming. It's been quite tragic. We of course, minister as much in Russia as we do in Ukraine.
Despite two ceasefires, the war in Ukraine never actually ended. SGA is providing support, though, for refugees from both Russia and Ukraine, and they've been able to provide chaplains for the Ukrainian forces. Still, things look pretty grim.
The situation in Ukraine in recent weeks has indeed escalated. In the East, more and more shooting is taking place all over the front line. Our chaplains talk about constant shelling by the Russian forces.
No matter what, Provost asks that we don't give up on prayer.
In our opinion, Russia is looking for new reasons to start a large-scale military action on the border with Crimea. We have again called our churches to join prayer efforts that God would not allow a new advance of Russian troops from Crimea to Odessa and Mariupol, as well as in Donbass.
And the biggest question that looms before ex-convicts when they're released from prison is, what now? That's often the hardest one to answer. Finding a job can be very difficult. Crossroad Bible Institute works with inmates in Singapore, though, to share the gospel and disciple those whose lives are changed in Christ. Once they're let out, the students continue to work with Crossroad instructors in a halfway house. During their transition back into society, they have a unique opportunity for work. But Crossroad's Cynthia Williams says it's where you would least expect.
I was able to visit a restaurant that is being run by a halfway house to provide job opportunities and outreach opportunities for ex-offenders in Singapore. And I was served by our very first student in Singapore, who is now managing this restaurant. The restaurant is actually located across the street from the court building. So all of the students, these residents of the halfway house, they serve the judges and the lawyers who have basically put them into the system, and they serve them with Christ's love and grace and a desire to kind of give back to the community.
Pray for the Crossroads students in Singapore that their changed lives would be a witness of the transformational love of Christ to others. And finally, there are few mission fields surrounded by as many misconceptions as China. Wendell Rovenstein of Bibles for China says that even though there may be more scriptures available in the cities, in some places, it's actually pretty hard to get your hands on the Word of God.
Bibles for China realizes in the rural areas there aren't a sufficient amount of Bibles. There's not Bibles that are being dispatched to those individuals.
That's why Bibles for China is especially trying to reach out to the farming villages and other rural areas. But simply distributing the Bibles isn't enough. The churches need leaders.
Our desire is to go and assist the leaders and the church pastors. How can we best help you? And what can we do to help develop these younger individuals to be disciples and to be individuals that carry God's word and individuals that win people to Christ?
And according to these Chinese churches, the Bibles are a huge help. In fact, they're saying that for every one Bible, one more person comes to Christ.
If they tell me that every Bible we deliver, that they see that many growth, that many new people come into the kingdom of God, representing God's word, then I feel there's a real need for us to do what we're doing.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Do you want stories that'll help you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. They feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, prayer cast links, and more, all at your fingertips. And you'll find that at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.